I release all changeable illusions. I live reality. I release all changeable illusions. I live reality. How easy it is for us to have illusions. How easy it is for us to have illusions that confuse us and tell us they are reality and they're not illusions. How many times have you had illusions that were just temporary things? How many times have you had illusions that said to you you had a cold or you had a headache or you had a problem or you were rich or you were poor? How many times have you had an illusion that you had friends or you had no friends or that someone misbelieved in you or someone believed in you? How many times have you had illusions that were all changeable and you believed in them and you called them real? It's about time we start making decisions for ourselves, deciding that we are going to live in reality, that we're going to live in reality and have reality be our only experience in this lifetime. To have reality be our only experience in this lifetime means that we do one thing, that we put our consciousness on all things that are good, beautiful, desirable, wonderful for us, that is by our choice. We live in reality as we live whatever we feel is for our highest and our best. Now, we don't always know what is for our highest and best. We don't always know what we should be thinking about, what we should be doing, and what we should be enjoying, because we have sometimes allowed ourselves to think that we don't deserve it, or to think that it's punishment for something that we have done, or that we are living in a world we cannot control. And of course, of all those illustrations that I've just given you, of those three, the one that's the most tremendous, the most important, is that we don't think we deserve them. Now, we deserve to be the very best because we're divine. We deserve to enjoy all that is good and beautiful in this life because we are divinely created. We are divinely created to be maximum perfection. We are divinely created to be the allness, the isness, the wholeness, the goodness that exists. And it does exist. Now, can you look at anyone's life? Can you look at someone's life and see that it's very good? Can you look at someone's life and see that they are living a wonderful life, a happy life, a fulfilled life, that everything seems to be going their way? Now, why is it? Why is it that everything seems to be going the way of some individuals and not all? Well, some individuals don't know that they're supposed to be without. They don't know they're supposed to be in lack. They don't know that there's supposed to be unhappiness in their world because they live in a world in which they have set as their primary experience the fulfillment of all that is good, their highest and best. Now, today we can set a cause for ourselves and say, today I live my highest and best. Now, we like to say all is in divine order, and that's fantastic. But in defining all is in divine order, we say, I live my highest and my best. I live the fulfillment of all that is good in my life. I am all that is beautiful and wonderful. I am divine. Yes, I am divine. And I live all is divine. I live all is divine. I live in the idea that I am divine and that I'm fantastic and that I'm wonderful and that I'm marvelous and I'm good. I live in that idea. And as I live in that idea, I experience it. Now, when you reach out to your pet, do you say, come? Or you just reach out and the pet is living in your consciousness of togetherness and wants to be with you. Do you look at a streetcar, for instance, that you're going to catch, and you're going to catch a bus, and you are just a moment late, and you look at the bus, you say, oh, I'm going to miss the bus, and you miss the bus? Or do you say, the bus is there waiting for me? And lo and behold, you get to the bus, and there's some person on the bus who is trying to talk to the bus driver and asking him questions, and he can't drive away until they stop talking to him. And you have plenty of time to walk over and get on the bus. Now, that's just one little illustration. That's just one little way in which you are master of your world. You don't think that the bus is going to leave you behind. You don't think that your kitten or your cat or your dog is not going to come to you when you reach out to pet them, or when you think you'd like to pet them, or when you just feel happy. When you feel very happy, they want to climb in your lap. They want to run all over you. They want to jump up and down on you. When you walk into the house and you have a smile on your face, your wife, your husband, your children, they all look at you and say, oh, he's in a good mood, she's in a good mood, wow, 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 how wonderful. And, of course, all is in divine order, and our highest and best is the happiness of ourselves and our family, ourselves and our world. And how do you get that happiness? How do you get that happiness? You get that happiness because you are happy, because you think happy thoughts, because you live in a happy world, because you like yourself, because you think all is good and very good. All is in divine order. Now, when we think such thoughts, when we think such ideas, when we think such concepts in our mind, they sort of dribble through all of our life. They are everywhere around us because they're first inside of us. When we have happiness inside of us, we have happiness outside of us. When we have thoughts of abundance, thoughts of wholeness, thoughts of infinite beingness, they're within us and they're without us. They're all about us. All in our world are an expression of our inner happiness. All in our world is an expression of our inner feeling of abundance. All in our world is an expression of our inner wholeness. Now, do you have an inner wholeness about you? Do you have an inner feeling about you that is good and very good? Do you have an inner knowingness about you that you are just so fantastic, so joyous, so wonderful? You know, I think to myself, I'm going to brush my dog. I'm going to brush his hair. And he doesn't feel like being brushed at the moment. And so when I walk over to get the brush, he runs away. He knows what I'm getting. He knows that I'm getting the brush. But if I think of something else while I'm getting the brush, he doesn't run away because he doesn't know that I'm thinking of giving him a brushing for getting some snags out of his hair. And he is happy about it. And once I get started brushing, he just thinks that's the greatest thing in the world because I think it's the greatest thing in the world. And once I gently take out the snags in his hair, once I gently take out the burrs or prickers or whatever things might have been attaching themselves to this very active outdoor dog, he is very happy to have them be released. And he steps on a pricker, and he holds his foot up and he tries to bite it off. And then I say, just a minute, I'll be right there. And so I go to where he is, and he lifts up his foot so I can take the pricker out. He knows that I am his benefactor, that I am working on behalf. It's a mental operation. Now, if we can have such mental operations between the uninhibited dogs and cats and pets in our life, if we can have such an uninhibited mental operation between our family and ourselves when we come into the house in the evening or any time, and we come to our family with an uninhibited, happy attitude in our mind and heart, the children, the spouse, has that uninhibited, joyful, happy attitude too. I release all changeable illusions, and I live purity. I live reality. And I live reality because I'm thinking happy thoughts. I'm thinking joyous thoughts. I'm thinking wonderful thoughts. I'm thinking thoughts that say to me, all is good and very good. All is wonderful and very wonderful. Because that's what I'm all about. That's who I am. And that's what goes on in my life. And that's why I like to say, I release all changeable illusions. And I can do that by not giving them any attention. And I live reality. And my reality is all in divine order. My reality is happiness. My reality is peace. My reality is who I am. Join me in this living in reality, because I release all changeable illusions by giving them no further thought. And I live reality by giving thought to all those attitudes in my world that are beautiful and good and me. Know that as I love me and I love my world, I love you. I love you. I love you.